Hello.
Hi, Mr. Kerr. It's Leah calling from MMA Legal again.
Hi, are you all right?
Yes, I'm good. I have to do it again, unfortunately, just to let you know the call is recorded for training and monitoring. And can you just confirm your date of birth and postcode for me, please?
29/11/1979, SE12 0QA.
I'm testing you now on that new postcode. It was just a quick call. I felt like I would just call you rather than email. So I've emailed DSARD Police Scotland.
Yeah.
We've actually just received an acknowledgement from them. So
right,
that's to say that they're cracking on and they're actioning it,
mm-hmm.
which is great. I've sent one to Benjamin from Acorn House. I've sent him his.
Yeah.
Teen Challenge Sunny Bray and Teen Challenge London as well. Managed to find all of their documents. So I've subject access request sent to all four of them.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that does push the deadline back to the 25th of July. But as
that's
you said before, Benjamin has them ready to be sent. They just he needs the request. So hopefully his will be soon. Police Scotland, they've been replying within a month. They haven't really gone over, so that's quite good. I haven't spoke to Teen Challenge. We haven't sent any to them yet, but I'm hoping they'll be the same.
Okay.
It's entirely your decision. I don't know if it, because it could be too much. It could be, you know, but I'm more than happy to give you a call and update you the second I get some information.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Just to give you the peace of mind as well, that it is, we are receiving it and we are actively tracing as well.
Yeah, that's fine. Also, I spoke to the guy yesterday, James, and I said that I've already accessed, because I've been in hospital in seven different trusts throughout the country with stuff to do with addiction over the years.
Yes.
And I've already accessed all that, all them files, so
mm-hmm.
I've already got them. So he said he's sending me out some stamped addressed envelopes so that I can forward that to you.
I will action them today.
Perfect.
I will action it and I'll get them sent to you. How many envelopes do you reckon you would need? We only do the large paper envelopes.
Yeah, probably three or four.
Okay, no problem at all. I'll just have to double check with management that that's absolutely fine to do, but I don't see an issue.
Some of it's on digital. So have you got an email address to send that?
It would be the evidence email that you've already responded to.
Right, okay.
That's where we get all of our responses from as well. So that would be the best one for that.
Perfect.
If you would like, I can give you my personal email address in case you needed to query anything or you wanted to send them there.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, go on then.
Yeah, it's going to be L-E-A-H, Leah.
Yeah.
It'll be dot Pearson, so it's P-E-A-R-S-O-N.
P-E-A-R-S-O-N, yeah.
At MMA Legal.
At MMA Legal.
.co.uk.
.co.uk, perfect.
Yeah, if you would like, you're more than welcome to send them to there, and I'll action them straight onto your file.
Perfect.
No problem at all. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Just a query. Just because the guy phoned yesterday and said that, is there a possibility that Glasgow City Council haven't got any records of this care?
It is looking quite likely that that could be the case. Let me just go into their request and see. Yeah, I've received a no records from them.
Right, but that's under the name Kerr, right?
That is under the name Kerr. Would you like me to re-desaw them with the McSweegan?
Well, it's highly likely that it was under the name McSweegan.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely fine by me. I will re-desaw them right now. I'll send a new one out.
Right.
That's no problem at all.
So I'm gathering, because you're still asking for stuff, that that's not a no-go because they can't find that.
So what our process is, if we receive a no records, we don't really take that as a, oh, well, there's nothing. You know, we're going to contact, ask for further details, parents' names, any siblings. I know I've got your sister on here already.
Yeah.
So I have added that into the, so we have one section which pulls through into the DSA that we send out.
Right.
So that section was where the information was missing from, unfortunately. It is just an error on our half, and I do apologise for that. But I have
mm-hmm.
updated it now. So I've got parents' names, sibling, I've got your previous surname, I have
mm-hmm.
your address prior to care. I've got both of them as well. I've got the 81 Niven Street and Kilman Street, Maryhill, Glasgow.
Yeah.
I've popped all of them on, so the second I resend this to Glasgow City Council, they'll look at that and say, well, we've got parents' names, we've got his previous names, so we'll search them. So hopefully we will get more back. It is potentially just a situation that they went for Kerr instead of, which it should have been asked when you first joined on as well. So I do apologise for that, Mr. Kerr, and I will resend that out now. Is there any other counsel?